This is Emo Cat. Look, your fringe. Can I comb your fringe for you?
My name is Mira and I help cats in Johor Bahru. One of my friends brought me to JB to buy cat supplies for my own pets in Singapore. I saw so many unsterilized cats, kittens everywhere, malnourished cats, pregnant cats. So I thought, okay, you know what, let's feed them because they look like they haven't eaten for so many days. I know how it feels like to not know when my next meal would be. And so now with adult money, I make it a point to ensure that anybody I come across, be it humans or animals, do not go hungry. I work as a marriage counsellor. My job is psychologically and emotionally exhausting. So doing that for 5 days a week, definitely coming here, meeting the cats is something that I look forward to every week. Sometimes, you know, I wish that I could just go to JB like the ordinary Singaporeans, just go in to pump petrol and go shopping. But the difference is that I go in to just feed the cats, make sure the cats are okay, clean the shelter and then back. I rescued 2 cats over there. One of them was hiding inside the road barrier. How do they want to find food? It's on the highway. Sayang, don't eat your friend's food. Sini, sini, this is yours. This is Boss. We call him Boss because it took us like months to finally get him to send to the clinic for sterilization. Hi. You pun belum sunat? Some of the locals are not very keen on the idea of sterilization because they believe that it's me interfering with nature. We just do it because we know that if we don't, then more kittens will be born on the streets and have to live a life of suffering. Yeah, they won't survive. So if they are born, if they were born on the streets, I think I give them a month or two, they will die. We have to need 3 cats here out of the 40 plus that we trapped. The rest are inside because they cannot be released back onto the streets. And yeah, and some of them are still at the clinic receiving treatment. Yeah. Okay, ready? Come. Whoa. All right, babies. Close them. Unfortunately, this place is a hotspot for pet abandonment. So their mentality is that if we abandon the cats here, they will be taken care of because there's feeders. The reality is that they will just end up suffering. We trapped 6 more cats that are not sterilized yet. So the pet taxi will bring them back to the clinic after this. No doctor, okay? Anyway, we'll come back here next week. Say I reach JB at about 11 a.m. or 12 p.m. Be doing everything else till about 4. Reach the shelter at about 4:30 to 5. By then, punch it already.
You forever want to escape, are you?
This is Shida. She is my
pet-sitter.
Yeah, pet-sitter, come friend, come very important person in my entire life. We started our TNR projects together. So it's been 3 years already.
Saya tak tahu Oyen ni masih hidup ke tak sih.
So, see, very sick. Come.
Go klinik ke sayang?
Come sayang. I would say the biggest sacrifice that I have to make is to put my studies on hold. I really wanted to pursue my PhD this year, but I could not because I do not have the time or the space to focus on my studies. Yeah. So over the years, I've spent about 70,000 Singapore dollars, my own money and donations as well from the public for the cats here. Yeah. I've been thinking about selling my car because I need more money to fund my new project, which is to build a bigger space for the cats here because this space is too small already. The hardest part about all of this is knowing that despite trying your best, some of the cats don't survive. Because I ask for funds from public to help pay the vet bills, sometimes when they request for me to rescue cats and I turn them down because one, I'm not based here. Two, I really do not have the capacity to take in more cases. They will get upset and they will say things like, well, you raise funds from public and now you cannot even help. I wish I can, but I really can't. I'm not going to lie. There are moments where I felt like I can't do this anymore. It's very tiring. It's super tiring. But what kept me going is knowing that if I were to give up on them, then nobody will step up and make sure they're okay. Because I don't believe in abandoning those that need me most.